with another farm, family, or food-related Illinois destination you might enjoy, I'm Carrie Muehling for RFD Town and Country Partners. Farmers from across Illinois are headed to Chicago this week for the annual meeting of the Illinois Farm Bureau. It happens at the Palmer House Hilton Hotel, known for inventing the brownie. Palmer House Director of Publicity and Official Historian Ken Price says Bertha Palmer, wife of then-hotel owner Potter Palmer, was organizing a luncheon for ladies attending the Chicago World's Columbian Exposition in 1893.
She was doing box lunches in the women's pavilion for the guests that were coming. And she didn't want to do a piece of pie or a piece of cake or an apple for the dessert in the box lunch. And since she owned a hotel, she went to her chef and basically said that, "I don't want to do a piece of pie or a piece of cake. I want you to come up with something like a cookie, but denser than a cookie." And she wanted it to be chocolate because she loved chocolate. And with her inspiration, in 1893, the Palmer House invented the American brownie, which is now all over the world. And we still make it today, huge portions, and we still use that exact recipe from 1893.
Price says the original recipe calls for walnuts or without.
It's still the original recipe that makes it. It's deadly. The chef uses a Belgian chocolate chip in the preparation of them. And I don't know if that chocolate chip is available in supermarkets because he buys them in huge quantities. But it's about a very high cocoa content. That's really key here. Any chocolate chip that has a significant wax content is going to ruin the recipe.
He says the Palmers were instrumental in a number of developments during that time.
During the World's Fair of 1893, where the brownie was first introduced, she got behind, with all her resources and money and muscle, an amendment to the Constitution so women could vote. I mean, Potter was right with her with all of that.
Price says the hotel has been restored to honor its rich history while still offering the best service available to today's travelers.
What we have done, and Conrad Hilton done, is absolutely preserve this remarkable history. But the parts of the hotel and the services of the hotel that have nothing to do with history, yes, have got to be brought up to the standards of right now today. And that's part of our culture. So we spent $260 million in the last, 7-8 years restoring this hotel so that we are right there in terms of technology and amenities and certainly for what's happening in culinary. But the parts of the hotel, we basically maintained and restored them. And that's important.
Be sure to have a brownie next time you visit the Palmer House Hilton. Find more Illinois destinations at ilfbpartners.com/destinations. For RFD Town and Country Partners, I'm Carrie Muehling.